When you go to the movies, where do you sit? I'm a middle to back type. And it turns out AMC Theaters plans to charge more for those tickets. The cheaper coach section, as it were, is the front row and other less ideal spots. That gives Robin Farzad a lot to talk about. We have him now. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, we are now boarding Zone 7 at the AMC Theater. What is the big business idea here, these tiered ticket prices?
I think just to squeeze more money out of a declining box office opportunity in general. We know that they had a near-death experience during the pandemic. Then they became a meme stock, and they started marketing their popcorn AMC at grocery stores and Walmart and everything. And now the stock has fallen back down to earth, and they're trying to, you know, they haven't seen a full-fledged resurgence of kind of pre-streaming box office traffic. And so they want to squeeze more revenue out of it. You hit it on the head with the mention of coach class, not unlike the airlines. We used to have economy class versus business and first class, and now even economy class is broken up into several, you know, a la carte tiers.
Allow me, Robin, to read the corporate speak from the company. This plan, quote, more closely aligns AMC seat pricing to that of many other entertainment venues, offering experience-based pricing and another way for moviegoers to find value at the movies. That's brilliant. It's not higher prices. It's finding value. Surely everybody's going to love this.
You got to love that boilerplate. But look, shed a tear for them because they have two major things going against them. The average age of the United States male prostate, forgive me for saying that. And two, the fact that that average male prostate cannot, you know, go in and deal with a 64-ounce Pepsi for $12. In other words, people are watching things at home, the streaming age, and Hollywood is dealing with that consternation right now. And these guys are saying, if Hollywood is not going to give us the premier product, we have to do the best we can with what we have right now. And that means squeeze more out of the current box office that we have. And no one is happy with this.
Robin, you just turned this into a medical conversation.
Yeah, I didn't go to med school. My mom is still upset about that.
As is mine. Okay, is this just the state of America Inc., Robin? You can pay more for the faster lane on the highway. You can pay more to cut the airport line, more for the better hockey seats. And now this, tiered
that
economic
is.
Life.
That is, and I think it's cynical. It does remind me also of shrinkflation. You can see press releases from Tropicana or Dove Soap or anything when they redesign something and it's smaller and you're getting maybe 20% less product and they're saying, we're serving the customer, we're giving choice and experience. And in reality, it's just a revenue grab. It's just trying to squeeze more out of less. And I think people are increasingly fed up with it. As you saw the online reaction, time was, you know, you get in early and you could get those seats. If you were a seventh grader wanting to sneak into an R-rated movie, you could get those front row seats. Now somebody is putting in extra or reserving them, and it's infuriated people and making them think even thrice about going back to the movie theater.
And quickly, other theater companies are also struggling for these reasons you mentioned. Are we going to see more experimenting? I don't know. Free biscotti.
I think you have to innovate or experiment or skimp or die in this case, and AMC being the kind of the weak leader, I think unfortunately all of them, like the airlines, are going to follow suit.
Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure.
Dr. Robin Farzad, Scott.
Robin, have a good day.
Thank you.